hospitality industry. At the same time, what exactly the changes has given the technology into the hospitality industry? What are the benefits we got with the technology in the hospitality industry? Let's discuss further. Technology and hospitality. Technology have made an entry in the field of tourism in a big way. Technology has entered in a tourism and a hospitality industry in a big way. It has given tremendous exposure to the industry and tremendous benefits to the industry. It is a manager tool and a capable processing large amount of data very rapidly. For example, if I say there is a hotel, 200 rooms are there. The 200 people are check-in and the 200 people are check-out. If you are using a manual building for that, how much labor you would be utilizing for the building purpose? And the same time, whatever the database you are creating with the name, the phone number, address, when the guest came and when the guest check-out and what a tariff he has, wonderful data we can save with this technology. It can perform a number of functions right from basic dispatching various of formats. So whatever the data we have, from the data we can remove in a different formats also. For example, which I have discussed the guest data now. If I say how many guests are visited, how many guests are check-in, the same period and last year, if I want to check, just I need to press a button. With that button, I will get the data. So this is so cost efficient and the fast economical. And the tremendous change the technology has given for the tourism industry. Who are the people are using the technology? Who are the people are using the technology? Airlines are using technology. Shipping and cruises are using technology. Hotels and resorts and restaurants are using technology. At the same time, travel agents also using the technology. Railways, tour operators, cruises, marketing channels and portals, bus companies, shopping malls and the theme parks. These are the people, apart from that, so many people are using technology. And we are talking about the hospitality industry. These are the industries belongs to hospitality. Apart from that, many people are using the technology and the tremendous benefits we are getting from technology. What is a CRS? Centralized reservation system is just a switch one direct agent portal. For example, if you say there is a flight and you need to reserve, and different people, if you are meeting, different kind of reservations you will get, but that system has been centralized. Who are the people are using CRS? American Airlines, United Airlines, Eastern Airlines, Delta Airlines, Air Canada, these are the people are using the CRS system, and the CRS system is giving wonderful support to these airlines. The same time, SITA, role of a SITA, what is exactly SITA? Associate International Telecommunication Aeronautics. This is the technology internationally has been used for the routing of airlines. Technology in hotels. Why are we using the technology in hotels? Why we need to use the technology? Let's discuss briefly about why we need to use the technology. Easy access to information at the press of one button, which I have discussed before. Whatever the guest data we have, if you press one, we will get all data in your button. So pressing one button, you are getting the data, means you are saving the time and you are saving the cost also, which is saves labor. And better internal and external control. By pressing one button, you are getting entire data, means internally or externally better control you would be having. Use of analytical methods. For example, the same season, how many guests are checking in my hotel, I can see with the data by pressing one button. So I can analyze the business, how exactly is happening. At the same time, minimum error. If you are using a human like accounting registers, so there might be errors, but in computer there are very less errors. Increase profitability. Obviously, increasing profitability, you are saving labor and you are improving the productivity and you are improving the efficiency also. With that, obviously the profitability increases. Use of robots. There are few areas we can use robots also. What is the use of the robots? They are cost efficient and they adopt the changing needs and they can fill gaps created by labor shortage. At the same time, they increase sanitation and efficiency of handling items. They are able to produce increased outputs. There are a few like robots can be used where the process is set and people can work where that robot can replace also. The same time, information technology in tourism is where exactly we are using, where exactly which areas are we using this technology. Let's discuss. Reservation system is centralized. For example, if I know how many rooms are available, if the second person knows how many rooms are available, if I centralize the system, if he sold one room, so obviously the second person also will come to know the room has been sold. So one room cannot be sold, duplication cannot be happen with this system. So for reservation, we are using technology, and the same time multimedia systems and virtual reality, mobile workplaces, information system, electronic commerce and markets, and management information system. For example, what is a management system? Management information system. There is a HR manager would be there, and he would be updating his staff attendance and at the same time payroll. There is engineering department will be there, and he would be updating his equipment status, what exactly the maintenance issue. There is F&B manager would be there. He would be entering his menu mix and what kind of sales he is doing. There is a chef is there. He would be updating his recipe also. That way, the technology is broadly you are using in hospitality industry. Distributed system, wide area of networks. What exactly will happen is there is a network system can be used among the staff, so it can be connected to central server. They know exactly what is happening in a centrally. This way the technology is giving lots of advantages in hospitality industry. The same time, information technology and tourism too, there are a wide range of benefits. Let's discuss about how exactly the technology is utilizing in tourism. Export system, knowledge based system and intelligent agents, decision support system, system architecture and database design also can be utilized for the technology, and statistics optimization and stimulation technology supported marketing methods. Yes, obviously whatever the marketing methods we are using by like newspapers, like you know leaflets, apart from that technology has given a portal, website and bulk emails. The technology has given wonderful support to marketing also. And dynamic networking and virtual enterprises, this is giving lots of boost to the networking industry. And the manager office, whoever is there as a manager, for example, if I say, let's talk about the hospitality industry, whoever is working as a hospitality manager with this technology, what kind of reports he can generate and how can he utilizes the technology, let's discuss. Tracking sales by menu item and menu mix. For example, we have generated a sales of lakh rupee today by restaurant. In restaurant, out of 10 beverages, 5 varieties of soups and 5 varieties of appetizers and 10 varieties of main course and 5 varieties of desserts and 5 varieties of soft drinks we are selling. So he needs to understand the lakh rupee of the net sales from where we got it. Either we are selling by more soups, either we are selling by more appetizers, we are selling by main course, we are selling by dessert, or we are selling by soft beverages, and we are selling by spirits. So this report will give appetizers what is the sale, soups what is the sale, main course what is the sale. He can analyze item by item what exactly the sale happened, which what item. Estimating production requirement on the basis of sales histories. For example, this Sunday I want to focus how much sales we can generate and what kind of products we are able to sell. So if I say last 4 Sundays average of the sales, the same time last 4 Sundays of menu mix, if I take the average, so obviously I am getting the estimation, production estimation I am getting. With that, the manager can estimate what kind of sales we can generate and what kind of items we can sell and what kind of menu mix may go. According to that, we can place orders in advance. Calculating inventory replenishment needs, which we have discussed right now, and transmitting sales information to corporate office. Obviously, if you have multiple units, multiple hospitality managers are there, they can accumulate the sales data, then they can accumulate the menu mix data, and they can accumulate the food cost data and compile and send to the corporate. That way, the technology has given tremendous advantage to the hospitality industry. Upgrading of technical advancement with HR to work more efficiency and performance. We have spoken about the hospitality manager. At the same time, there is a HR manager is also there. Very effectively, HR manager is also utilizing the technology. How HR manager is getting benefit with the technology? Let's discuss. repetitive actions and at the same time improving information transfer, improving communication, technology to the help desk, and when adopt new technology, collaboration, cost, performance and group dynamics. So what exactly is that? Simple manner, if I say, whatever the staffing you have, you need to take care of the attendance part, you need to take care of the payroll part, and you need to take care of the transformation of information to the internal departments, HR department can do with the technology. That is the reason lots of advantages are there with the technology to the HR manager also. And whatever the documentation they are doing, they can save with the technology purpose. A glitch. There is a glitch. There is a troubleshoot is there. Always there is a small troubleshoot is there which can hamper our technology. What exactly that electronic glitch? What exactly the glitch and how the glitch can hamper our technology? What are the disadvantages of the glitch? Let's discuss about the further. Technology glitch. A technology glitch is a failure of the system usually containing a computing device and complete its function or perform them properly. Glitches could produce problems such as incorrect and written software. It can create a problem to the software, and at the same time undetecting communication errors, technology virus, technology exploiting, sometimes called hacking also. This is very important factor. Whenever this glitches occur in system, it may hamper your software also. It may give your information to other people also. That time you need to take care of the glitching part. Glitches could produce a problem such as keyboard malfunctions, and at the same time number key failure, screen abnormalities, and random program malfunctions, abnormal program registering. These are the troubles you may get in your technology part. Thank you.